Okay, here we are. Sunday, April 25th. And I've spent the last hour reading my will. We're having all of our wills redone and power of attorney forms prepared and other things that make lawyers and funeral homes rich. We've been doing that. So as I was reading over all the words that I don't understand that mean that Diane gets everything, I thought of this song. It's called Eulogy. It's from the Rainbow Corner CD. I'm not sure whether it's properly named. There's a difference between the word eulogy and the word elegy. And apparently a eulogy is a speech in praise of a dead person, whereas an elegy is just a mournful piece of prose regarding a dead person. Either way, the person's dead, so they really don't care. But this one, I named it Eulogy. I'm hoping somebody will learn it and perform it at my funeral. Okay, well, maybe I'm hoping that I can learn it. Because this is take three. It's called Eulogy. Try this again.
Where they say he walks in circles like he has no friends to see. Splits his time between the man he is and the man he used to be. Oh, but lately he just lays there, doesn't move, and hums a tune. He's all decked out in his Sunday best, just talking to the moon. He was a younger man with brand new shoes to shine, women's hearts to break, and a distorted sense of time. He was dodging Cupid's arrows, fighting lawmen at high noon, up on the roof with chimney sweeps, just talking to the moon. All swore they tell me he was married for a dozen years or more, writing songs behind his back and wiping footsteps from his floor. He killed the ghost of destiny in a hallway outside his room, an unmarried wife who spent her life just talking to the moon. Sworn of subtle tragedy, the next act of his play, he met his perfect lover and she sent him on his way. And then they locked him up in a one-horse town, took away his digging spoon, where he cast his stares on the empty chairs and kept talking to the moon. Yeah, they say he took a second wife before the Hallows Eve. Quit his ways and spent his days just trying to believe that somehow, out there somewhere, someone would let him croon while he lay in bed awake instead, just talking to the moon. But his wife, she jumped from an airplane and she floated back to Earth. She saw her first volcano, the Grand Canyon, and learned the worth of the echo of a teardrop that comes and goes too soon, but grows a flower that has the power to be talking to the moon. He no longer longer walks in circles. Somehow he's finally free. And the man he is just the same as the man he used to be. And although he rests in peacefulness, you can hear his ancient tune. He's all decked out in his Sunday best, just talking to the moon.
That's about as good as that's gonna get. Coming soon. Within 3 weeks now, because that's all the time I have left, actually 2.5 weeks, will be a new CD called Plastic Slacks. Get ready. Clean out your closet. You'll need a place to put this one. Have a great week.